This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, keep working. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, and I'm English Radio. And so the title for today is Keep Working. So this is, in a sense, this goes towards the idea of no matter what happens in life, so even when we're going through, let's say, periods of grief, different types of tests and trials or sufferings, that obviously there's still, in the background, there's always still that duty that, you know, we keep on striving. We don't just sort of give up. So if something happens in our life, let's say, you know, maybe there's bad news and maybe there's many unresolved things that, you know, they're really causing pain and suffering to us. But despite that, we still need to sort of be putting in the effort, really, to sort of just keep going, so keep striving. Obviously, just in the striving itself, inshallah, we will also receive blessings and rewards. Because obviously this is something that will still be counted, will still be seen by Allah when we still do what we can. So this is some of this goes, I'll explain this with a little story from the life of the very, very famous martyr of the Holy Defense, Shahid Mustafa Chamghan. So a dear friend of his had actually been martyred. And so what happened when Shahid Chamghan was given the news, he appeared calm. So he didn't sort of, people couldn't really observe a particular reaction. And he sort of just gave, so obviously he just gave further instructions for the troop movement. And the way this, he would sort of explain this was, obviously there was a big thing happening. They were in the middle of the war. And obviously there was no space and it wasn't the place or time to sort of have a, let's say, a big outpouring of grief, because obviously he did not want to start, as I say, I would say, a sort of an emotional war. Welcome back. This is A to Z and RB English Radio. And so I'm talking about this idea that no matter what happens, we need to keep working. And obviously, I've just mentioned a particular little incident or anecdote from the life of the famous Iranian martyr from the Holy Defense. He was also the first defense minister for the Islamic Republic of Iran, Shahid Mustafa Chamghan, who, when given news about a very dear friend being martyred, he obviously was just, he was so busy just obviously still giving orders for troop movement that he did not sort of take time out. And obviously this is, so this is the one aspect that no matter what life throws at us, we keep striving. So for example, let's say maybe we're also dealing with a family member who is undergoing cancer treatment. But, you know, obviously, and so we will have a duty to assist that family member, maybe taking them to treatment and helping them out the rest of the time. But, you know, we probably have other duties in our life, such as still going to work or going to uni or childcare duties. And obviously, we still need to meet those requirements too. We don't sort of just put everything on hold. And, you know, we will be rewarded, that we'll all be seen, that we still continue these other duties. But, you know, obviously there's more than that in here. This is also the idea that no matter what happens, we can retain a sense of calmness. And obviously it is also patience. And, you know, it's controlling maybe on us in that we don't just totally break down and then find ourselves unable to do anything for days and weeks because if we were wallowing in something for weeks on end and not attending to other duties, of course we're not very useful to other people, and we're not necessarily the best servant of Allah if we're doing that either. So, you know, and some of this also goes towards our proximity to Allah, that, you know, we just remind ourselves, okay, yeah, this is, you know, These are tests and trials, hardships we go through. And of course, things are difficult, but, you know, we sort of train our ego, we train our nafs to just, you know, keep calm, keep quiet, and we sort of continue with our regular work too. So inshallah, this is just, a little encouragement or motivation for people to obviously just always, we keep going because we trust Allah. We know that Allah will resolve everything. And thank you for listening for today. And inshallah, you've gained a few insights. And I look forward to welcoming you back to another episode of AZ here on Arab English Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.